This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Shame on me, I'm a fool for the melody. I don't wanna stop right now. All I need is a drum with a heavy beat. Hit me with that future sound. It's time to let go. We're not going home. This feeling I can't live without. So shame on me, I'm a fool for the melody. This is our party, and this is where the beat goes down.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, truer words have never been said. It does not matter who the host is. It matters if the host shows up. I think that's the case. Anyways, today's Tuesday, May the 28th of 2024, day 149th of the year, and only 217 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
With streams so crisp that you can feel the sarcasm in your ear holes. Radio Big.
Oh, yes, hanging out with our friends with Radio Big. Anyways, how are you? How have you been? Yes, small vanishing act. Did you notice? Well, hopefully you did. If you didn't, well, we're back today. That's the important part. Today's Tuesday, as we already discussed. Yeah, it was around and about touring small portions of the country of the U.S., and unfortunately, because of how early everything was starting, there was no way I was going to be a day late almost on everything that I was going to give you. So I figured, let's do it this way. You took a little break, I took a little break, and then we're kind of here. So here's what's going to happen. Let's talk about what we do here on the show, and then I'll give you some other discussions. We are a show that talks about safety in the news, news and safety. See the combo there? It's a combo-ombo. Of the things that we do. So that's kind of the cool part there. So we'll talk about some of that stuff. You can interact with the show by going to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. You get to actually do some text messaging, some audio messaging, some video messaging, depending if you want to do it in that particular platform. So that will bring you into our system, and then we get to see everything that's going on. So we kind of get to do the hangout, if one may say it in that particular fashion. So the hangout of hangouts. So there you go. That's option uno. And then outside of that, you know, you can be on the social media platforms. I'm terrible at checking them, as you probably already come to that realization, because I've said it about a million times on this show, or at least 900 and some odd times as we are talking. So outside of that, we talk about safety, we talk about the news, we talk about news and safety, and bring it all meshed together to you as we are talking. So throughout this week, we'll kind of be doing some plethora of stuff, because I'm kind of doing the running around thing again. Yeah, I know. If I can ever get my schedule in check, maybe we get to hang out more. I mean, maybe that's the way that I look at it. And listen, it's because of you that I get to do all this running around. Let's not lie. Let's not lie about why I am running around. So that's kind of the reason of easings of the things that we are doing. So keep that in mind as we are talking. So there you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. So a lot of stuff there. Anyways, so if you're new to the show, when we bring in the professional broadcasters, they'll be talking away about everything that is going on inside of the sequence of events inside of the world. No, seriously, that's what they do. They talk about it sequentially because that's what happened. So me on this side, well, later today, you'll have some new podcast versions of what is going on Safety FM with Jay Allen. That'll come out on noon Eastern time. So be on the lookout of that. And then outside of that, well, we're going to do our thing here this morning. You know, we're going to do our hangout stuff. So this show is a 3-hour show. Let's talk about that. This is hour number one. Hour two and three goes exclusively to Radio Big, where we focus more on news and entertainment on that side. Just so you know, as we do some music on that other side as well. So keep that in mind. And outside of that, why don't we just get it started? Why don't we bring in the pros? Let them tell you about what's going on. Or maybe we should do the trending thing first. Let's do that. Let's talk about what the hell's going on.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, happy ending for one American detained abroad, and soaring attitudes on college. We'll talk about that. Also, a judge rules on Alec Baldwin's motion to dismiss, and Morgan Wallen Bars delays its opening. We'll talk about that. Also, soap star Susan Lucci was offered a chance to appear on a reality dating show. Yeah, think about that. Also, Prince William and Prince George take in a football match, and we'll talk about that in some of the details of the Royals. So let's get into it. Let's get into the news, because I think that that's going to be important for what the hell we're doing right now. So let's do it in this particular fashion. Let's get into the news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Feature story news in London. I'm Ollie Barrett. The UN says there is no safe place for civilians in Gaza after dozens of people were killed in an airstrike. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has described Sunday's attack as a tragic mishap, but is promising to continue the assault against Hamas targets. The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting on Tuesday to discuss the Rafah incident. Noga Tarnopolsky, a correspondent in Jerusalem, says the strike led to a fire.
Apparently something went wrong. That's what it appears to be. And that the bombs, which were not particularly massive bombs, they were regular bombs, ignited a kind of conflagration. It was in an Israel-defined safe zone where this fire was ignited and has killed dozens of people.
Rescue efforts are continuing following Friday's landslide in Papua New Guinea, which officials fear may have buried hundreds of people. International aid organizations are working to send food, water, and evacuation shelters to the region, but are facing challenges due to the remote location. Laura Westbrook reports.
The government said more than 2,000 people were buried when this massive landslide took place in the early hours of Friday morning. That's when many people were asleep in their homes. There are many complications in the rescue efforts. The ground is unstable. Flowing water is also making it very difficult for rescuers and survivors alike. And in the main road to get to this area, that also is covered with debris. According to a report, it's up to 26 feet high. So really, there's many challenges that remain for the rescue effort. They're trying to get there, and they're trying to find people who desperately need aid, equipment, and the like.
Nearly 300,000 residents were left without power in 7 US states after tornadoes and thunderstorms at the weekend. At least 23 people were killed in storms, with rain expected to batter the East Coast into Tuesday, and with extreme temperatures in parts of the South. The first major cyclone of the year in the Bay of Bengal has claimed at least 16 lives as strong gales hit the coastlines of Bangladesh and India. Millions have suffered power cuts and many have been stranded due to the extreme weather. Rebecca Bundon reports from Mumbai.
Cyclone Remal pounded the low-lying coasts of Bangladesh and the Indian state of West Bengal on Monday, leaving a trail of destruction. More than 1 million people were evacuated ahead of the storm. Trees were uprooted and power lines damaged amid wind speeds of up to 135 kilometres per hour. Extreme weather events, including cyclones, have become much more frequent in the region amid climate change, scientists say. Rebecca Bunden, Mumbai.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks with an update today on South Africa's election. It takes place on Wednesday and sees the ruling African National Congress, the party of the late Nelson Mandela, under enormous political pressure and facing its first real political threat since the apartheid era ended. It is not clear that the ANC will secure more than 50% of the vote and win an outright parliamentary majority. Beleaguered by accusations of corruption and incompetence, it's being challenged by an array of opposition forces. Bob McMahon is with America's Council on Foreign Relations.
A lot of ANC watchers have seen a definite diminution of support. This is obviously the dominant post-apartheid party going back 30 years. But, I mean, just the violent crime issue, South Africa is up there with some of the worst countries in terms of deaths per 100,000 of population. But also there's a kind of a raggedness in the country that people have become accustomed to in terms of outages because electricity has become a real problem and all sorts of infrastructure problems. And so this hurts the ANC, but the ANC is still seen as likely going to squeak by. And that means another final term for current president Cyril Ramaphosa.
But he may need to go into some kind of coalition with at least one opposition party, an outcome Ramaphosa is hoping to avoid, but the electorate may have other plans. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the UN says there's no safe place for civilians in Gaza after dozens were killed in an airstrike. Rescue efforts continue after the landslide in Papua New Guinea, which officials fear may have buried hundreds. Nearly 300,000 residents were left without power in seven US states after tornadoes and thunderstorms, and the first major cyclone of the year in the Bay of Bengal has claimed at least 16 lives. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Rio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. DIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. DIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Rated R Safety Show. Sarcastic? Never.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, it sounds like some risky business, that's for sure. 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out doing all the lovely things that we get to do. Anyways, here's an update. One of the five Americans arrested in Turks and Caicos for illegally bringing ammunition into the country returned home on Friday after a judge levied a 52-month suspended sentence and a $6,500 fine. Brian Hagerich got a flight immediately after the ruling and returned to his family in Pennsylvania. Four more Americans await court dates, all on which they say they're accidentally had ammunition in their luggage, which runs afoul of a stricter new law in the country. American lawmakers say that they're hopeful the remaining cases will be handled promptly with similar results. This is according to Fox News. So in case you haven't heard, some of these people actually had ammunition inside of their bag and were not aware of it. And in Turks and Caicos, the way that it works is 12 years prison sentence. That's it. You get there, you have ammo. That's it. No ins, ifs, and buts about it. Well, I guess with the exception of this case. So what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the other four, because if they're not similar, people will be like, well, what's going on here? You know, that's how it works. Anyways, when the USS Harder sunk in the Battle of August of 29 of 1944, in the waning days of World War II, it held the title for taking out the most Japanese warships in the Pacific theater. Since then, it remained lost in the deep, along with the 79 crewmen until now. The Lost 52 project is a private effort to find the 25 U.S. Navy submarines that were lost during the Second World War. Since 2005, it has been successful and found 13 of the subs, including the Harder, which was located near the northernmost Philippine island at the depth of 3,000 feet. Survey of the wreckage shows that the ship largely is intact, except for damage that it incurred and by a depth charge. This is according to the BBC. So what do you think? No, seriously. No. So, I mean, this is an interesting project. Think about it. This is what you're doing. You're going around looking for ships that have been, sunk and wanting to see what the hell's going on. I mean, I think it's a very interesting thing to go around and do. What do you think about it? Is it something that intrigues you? Would you like to have more info? Would you like to have some more data on what the hell's going on? I mean, I would. So there you go. Okay, let's talk about this. Smugglage is what I think they're saying that this is. Let's go through it. Americans increasingly souring on the value of college education. Have you heard about this? A Pew Research study shows that only 22% of adults think that a degree is worth the cost, even with having a payback student loans. But 47% say a degree only makes sense if completed debt-free. Another 29% say it's not worth the trouble at all. This is according to Pew Research. So, let's talk about this. I don't know if you have a college degree. I mean, we can talk about it. I don't know if you have a college degree. I don't know if you have an advanced degree. I don't know if you have a certificate. I don't know if you have something from a trade school. But when it's all said and done, I think it boils down to a couple of different things. Is the industry that you're in something that you think this is important to have? Or do you look at it and you go, it's not important at all? Like, I will tell you, when I grew up as a child, it was brought to my attention over and over again that a college degree was almost mandatory to get into any job at the time. And of course, traveling around and doing all the different things always kind of played a factor of what country we're in at the time. So I looked at it and I went, okay, well, it might be something important to have. So a college degree to me at the time was important. But I mean, with now, with the way that you can do things online, is it one of those things that's important? I mean, think about all the information that you have at your fingertips now in regards of the things that you can do. Not the same thing when I was a child. And as technology increases and changes and moves and grooves, I keep on looking at it and I go, wow, what is this world going to look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now? So I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to discourage you one way or the other. I'm just going to say, man, do whatever you think is good for you.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, there you go. Some stuff are off. Going on for sure, no doubt about that. Anyways, a record number of Americans took flights on Friday, with the Transportation Security Administration logging 2.95 million security checks. The number barely edged the record around Thanksgiving of last year at 2.91 million people flew, but there already have been a healthy appetite for travel. TSA reports that 5 of the 10 busiest travel days ever recorded have been in the last 2 weeks. Airlines expect more than a 5% increase in average daily travel this summer over the last year. So I'm going to tell you, I was at the airport on Friday. Where was I at? I was actually in San Antonio, Texas. I got to the airport 4:15 in the morning. Got that? 4:15 in the morning. The wait time, according to the screens, to get through security from where I was standing, said that it was 64 minutes long. And that was at 4:15 in the morning. 64 minutes long in regards to doing it. I was like in shock. So, of course, getting to Orlando, I had some level of expectation that there was going to be, number one, all kinds of crowds at the airport in regards of trying to get somewhere. And I got to the airport and I was like, this place is empty compared to some of the times that I'm flying. But hey, neither here nor there. Have you been stuck on a flight doing this stuff? Because if you have, I'm pretty sure it was probably interesting, especially over the last weekend. Okay, anyways, a pet monkey named Bradley spent much of the long weekend on the I am in South Carolina after escaping the private home where it was kept. The unnamed owner reportedly called the authorities to help round up the 15-year-old mascot, well, or pet at this point. The local animal control intervened with the assist from the sheriff's office, though no word yet on exactly how they quartered and recaptured it. Locals got involved with the search, posting photos of the sighting and relaying that it's the latest location to the police. Okay, hold on. I mean, you were posting sights of a monkey because this was going to be something common that somebody was going to run into. Anyways, let's not focus on that. One local TV station reported that the monkey attacked a dog in the neighborhood's backyard, while a state law in South Carolina prohibits the purchase and possession of a great ape like chimps, gorillas, and orangutans. There is nothing against keeping smaller monkeys like Bradley. This is according to CNN. How interesting is that, right? So you posted pictures about a monkey that was lost and had some questions about what the hell was going on. What a weird world we live in. What a weird world we live in. I mean, I'm just saying. Anyways, professional golfer Grayson Murray has died. He passed away on Saturday in what it, his parents said was an act of suicide. Murray was only 30 at the time of his passing. Also, Johnny Wachter has died. He was fatally shot in downtown Los Angeles early Saturday by three men who were allegedly trying to steal his catalytic converter. Wachter is best known for his role in General Hospital. He was 37 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Very weird times in regards to what was going on. No doubt about that. Okay, so I got two that we normally don't mention, but I guess I'll mention them. So let's do baby news. Steve Curry and wife Ashley Curry welcomed their fourth child earlier this month. In Sunday's Instagram post, Steph announced that the child was born on May the 11th, a bit premature. Our sweet baby boy decided to make an early arrival. He's doing great, and we are finally settling in the home as of a family of six, he wrote. So there you go. Four kids, two parents. That's important. Also, Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi tied the knot in a private ceremony over the weekend before last. People exclusively confirmed over the weekend. She's 20 and he's 22. Close friends and family were on hand for the nuptials, including Jake's dad, John Bon Jovi. One insider called it a very low-key romantic affair. A very low-key romantic affair. There you go. Love wins, I guess. Love wins. There you go. I mean, I don't know. So let's talk about the box office if you're into that stuff, because some people love to hear about this information. So let's go into that. Over the weekend, let's talk about the top 10 movies, because I think that that's going to be important for some. And number 10 was Babes with $1.06 million. That was from the 18th spot, jumped to number 10. And number 9 was Back to Black, $1.1 million, down from number 6. And number 8, Challengers, $1.3 million. That's down from number 5. And number 7, with $2.6 million, was called Sight. It's a new movie at the box office. Also at number 6, The Strangers Chapter 1, $5.6 million, down from number 3. Also, The Fall Guy, $5.9 million, down from number 4. Now, that movie is currently available for streaming already. I mean, I'm amazed on how quick these movies are getting into the streaming services, where it kind of makes you go, why would I even want to go to the movie theater anymore? Like, seriously, just saying. Also, The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, $13.3 million, came in at number 4, down from number 2. And number 3 was If, with $16.1 million, down from number 1. And numero dos, The Garfield Movie, $24.7 million, and the new number one movie at the box office, are you ready for this, was Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, $25.5 million, new numero uno. The weekend Memorial Day box office numbers are down 22% from last year and 41% from 2019. So let's talk about this, because listen, if you have the option of watching this stuff at home or going to the movie theater and watching it, and I think that on the high end right now, on-demand movies, $25, $30, and you get to keep it, the rights to watch it over and over again, or you can pay about $100 to take a family to go to the movie theater and watch it, what's going to be your option? I mean, I don't know if it's a great escape. I always think it's weird when people want to go to the movie theater anyway. So you want to go from your house from watching a movie to go somewhere else and be locked up and watch a movie and pay quadruple on your concessions. Just a weird thing. Anyway, so let's talk about by the numbers. The Dow ticked up 4 points to close at 39,069 on Friday. The S&P increased by 36 points to close at 5,304, and the NASDAQ increased by 184 points to close at 16,920. West Texas Intermediate closed at $78 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $82 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.59 on Monday. $3.59. Doesn't sound too terrible, does it? Also, Bitcoin climbed over the weekend, trading just around $69,700. That doesn't sound terrible. I mean, we were, what, 72.5 not so long ago, and everybody thought it was super high. And I remember when this was at 21. So, I mean, not some bad times in Bitcoin land. Also, there was more than 5,430 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, with about 450 such cancellations. Now, think about this for a moment. 450 cancellations out of 5,430 flights that were delayed. Doesn't sound terrible, unless you were the one that was actually stuck on that side. Don't get me wrong. Also, tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $489 million jackpot or a $226.4 million cash payout. So I guess if you have time to play, it's time to do so. Anyways, take a listen to this real quick. More fallout of America's best contacts and eyeglasses has removed Sean Combs' Sean John's frames from their shelves and their website. While the company didn't formally announce the reason for the move, it's safe to assume the decision is in response to multitude of allegations against him and the video of him assaulting then girlfriend Cassie, is according to TMZ. So there you go. We talked about this at the beginning of the hour, so I guess I should probably talk about this. Judge Mary Sommer denied Alec Baldwin's motion to dismiss the manslaughter charges against him in connection with the fatal shooting of Russ cinematographer. Also, the ruling stated that the grand jury and prosecutors were not biased against the actor, meaning that he still head to trial in July. If convicted, Baldwin faces up to 18 months in prison. So there you go. Also, some other stuff going on. Bradley Cooper joined Pearl Jam on stage in Napa Valley over the weekend, singing Maybe It's Time from the movie A Star Is Born. Fans will recognize the tune as one of Cooper sang in the film while playing Jackson Maine. By the way, Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder and Cooper have been friends for years. Cooper has previously said that Vedder was his inspiration for his Star Is Born character. Is that the peeing of the pants portion? I'm just asking the question. I just want to have a better understanding because that's what it sounds like.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay. A Madonna fan, Tara Berry, set a new Guinness World Record for the female with the most body art of the same musician with 18 tattoos of the Material Girl. The previous record was held by a person named Nikki Patterson, who has 15 tattoos of Eminem. 15? Wow, okay. So there you go. 15. Okay, Morgan Wallen's Nashville bar did not open over the holiday weekend as initially planned. No word on what led to the delay, though insiders say that the bar was awaiting final inspections before opening the doors. A new opening date has not been announced. So if you were going there to take care of biz, well, I guess that didn't happen. So there you go. Anyways, 34 minutes past top of the hour. Why don't we go ahead and do that thing that we do, known as our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So let's talk about it. How has it been? What are the stories of the main of the stories? Because that's always going to be some subject matter to talk about. And listen, as I take a look around at the world of the stuff that we get to do, it's interesting to see and hear terminology changes, things that are getting repackages of the same concepts. You know, I guess that happens. You know, let me give my own word of the lingo of the bingo. That way it sounds different of the stuff that's already out there. And I don't know why people do that, but hey, whatever. What we're trying to do is making sure that the world is safer, so that's the important part. It's not so much the part of, hey, let's take the words here and repackage what needs to be done. It's about changing the way that people look at things and making them, quote-unquote, better. Now, listen, I don't know. I sit back and I try to figure some of this stuff out about anything from where people are complaining online about how things go, about people complaining about how the world has changed, about how people are complaining that this person is more popular than this other person that teaches this stuff that's important about. I don't know where we're going with it, but it seems important to some. As I look at this and I go, why don't we have a different kind of conversation? Why don't we have a conversation that might align a little bit more with what's important to you and what's important to me? And let's talk about, number one, being safe. Number two, how do we make sure that that happens? And how do you stay engaged? Now, listen, I'm going to tell you a whole bunch of different stuff that happens out there. If you are a solo or sola person out there that does safety for your organization, if you're in a smaller company and you are a quote-unquote department of one or have very, very, very limited amount of people that you get to talk about the world of safety with, it's kind of hard to feel inspired. It's kind of hard to say it's time to move on. It's kind of hard to move forward and do things. Listen, I get to interact with some of the people inside of this industry that other people look to be inspired by. And sometimes, you know, the work becomes difficult. The work is not easy. So I look at it and I go, how do you get inspired when you are a solo or sola department? How do you get inspired on making sure that these things that you're focusing on and wanting to bring to the forefront are important? How do you make sure that you're inspired? Now, I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, yes, you need to go to this guru's workshop or anything along those lines. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is looking for like-minded individuals, like-minded information of things that are going out there. If you're looking for inspiration. But here's the other side of the coin. I'm not going to talk about people that are repackaging stuff and repurposing it. But what if you looked for inspiration in like-minded individuals, but then you open the door a little bit more and start looking at things that challenges your beliefs? Now, some people will sit back and go, well, I thought we only talked about safety science. Safety science is the only thing we're supposed to talk about here. So if that's the case, look at stuff that challenges that as well. Seriously. And, you know, we can kind of sit back and chuckle a little bit about talking about safety science. And maybe that should be a conversation for another day. And if you really want to hear some stuff about safety science, you should probably go to the Pre-Accident Investigation Podcast with Todd Conklin and take a listen to the podcast recording that he did with Drew Ray. You can also take a listen to the one that was done on Safety FM with me, Jay Allen, that we did with Drew Ray. As you can tell, Drew Ray is somebody who is extremely important inside of some of this information. And take a listen to both of those. And take a listen to tell me what you think about safety science. But with that being said, if you're looking for motivation, like-minded individuals might help. If you're looking for motivation, books on subject matters that are important to you might be important to take a read of. Now, I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, yes, you need to go look at this book, and you need to look at that book, and you need to feel inspired. And none of this bullshit of people going, I am the number one selling book. You need to go read my book because it's number one selling. It's a damn safety book, man. Let's calm it down real quick. You don't have to sell that many of those for that to be number one. And you know what? I'm going to mention this because I think it's kind of weird. Some of these people that go around toting about how they have the number one safety book, You know how they do it? Let's talk about how the sausage is made here. Instead of them agreeing to be paid to actually do a speech, they tell the company, buy my book. That way it kind of moves me up, opposed to them actually getting paid for the speech. I know. Did I just show you behind the magician's curtain? Sounds that way. Anyways, look for inspiration. Find some things to do. If you want to get inspired and you don't know where to start, I'm going to give you a small recommendation. There's a phone call that happens. It's a phone call/video call/that stuff. Free of charge. Once a month. They call it Tuesdays at 2. So 2 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesdays. First Tuesday of the month. If you go to hophub.org, that's hophub.org. If you go to the .com, you're going to end up somewhere else, and you're going to be thinking that I'm talking about beer. That's not the case. But if you go to hophub.org, that might be the source of inspiration that you need to get everything moving and grooving for you. Like-minded individuals are there. They'll get to hang out with you and them, or you and them get to hang out and do all the stuff together, and maybe that will put you on the journey that you're looking for.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
So, do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time.
Yes, that's 40 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
It's a show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit. Radio Big.
For the melody as well. There you go. 48 minutes past the top of the hour. You are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. This right here. Oh, yes. Tux Bolo. Shame on me. Yeah, shame on me. Songs randomly available on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube Music. If you want to take a little streamer action of it. I'd like to thank Tux Bolo for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Because I don't want to stop right now either. Yeah, hit me with that future sound. Here we go. So there you go. Anyways, let's get into the move and the groove of things. Thanks again to Tux Bolo. Here we go. Let's get to the chorus. And
this is where the beat goes down.
Yeah, the beat goes down right now.
Yeah, I almost called it the Jay Allen Morning Show. Yeah, you know how it goes around here, so there you go. Anyway, so let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friend's head to write love on her arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and to write love on her arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's to write love on her arms. Seriously, not a joke. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, things in life are not easy. I understand that. We want to talk about it. We want to make sure that we're constantly talking about it. To write love on her arms. Once you get there, go to the website, go all the way to the far right-hand side, and click on the section that says find help. Anything listed from addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, just to name a few of the information that's readily available for you. Just keep that in mind. To write love on her arms. So there you go. So let's talk about this real quick. Those who claim to know say that that the one growing wedding trend these days is to ban the use of cell phones. Many couples are said to enforcing the no phone mandate at their weddings, a way of focusing on the entire energy of the whole ceremony onto what's actually happening at that sacred moment for the actual wedding. According to Toronto-based photographer Jennifer Van Sun, that way the couple can look out at their guests and see their actual faces and maybe a few tears of joy rather than a bunch of phones and cameras staring back at them. But oddly, this isn't the screen-obsessed Zoomers ruining the fun by holding up their phones. It's the boomers who have become notorious for snapping grainy pics with their probably post on Facebook after the reception, even at the risk of ruining the professional photographs, which cost a pretty penny. Younger generation are said to get phone etiquette, as the older generations don't know what to do sometimes. So apparently, boomers have ruined something else besides the housing market. Okay, but it's still going to sneak my phone out for later to post some pics of my meal because, you know, that's important. You know, I've went out to eat twice over the weekend. And the people that I'm with took pictures of the food before they started eating, which I thought was kind of weird. Like, okay, so you're hungry, but it's more important to take a picture. I don't know. Things get stranger and stranger as the world progresses. And I just kind of guess that's the way that it is. Anyways, with that being said, let's do some Motivation Minute stuff because I think that that's going to be important. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life because that seems to be important. No, seriously, it is. Now, it is.
Brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Brian. Lao Tzu said, "Care about what other people think and you will always be their prisoner." Wow, what a great way to look at that. Think about how many people are living in their own little prison called social media. They do the things that other people do to get the likes from people who don't really even know them. I use social media differently. I post some weird things, but it's always in an effort to make people smile. I'm not trying to follow someone else's trend. I'm not trying to be cool because I'm not cool and I probably never will be. That's okay. I'm super happy being me. And my hope and prayer for you is that you're happy being you, just the way you are. It will free you from this prison you put yourself in.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Jesus was both the Son of God and the Son of Man. As a man, he became so physically exhausted that he slept through a life-threatening storm. Yet, as the Son of God, he commanded the storm to cease. As a man, he was so deeply grieved by the death of his friend Lazarus that he wept. As the Son of God, he raised Lazarus from the dead. As the Son of Man, he empathizes with us. As the Son of God, he intervenes on our behalf. John 1 says, "The Word became flesh. We've seen his glory, full of grace and truth." Lord Jesus, we approach you with confidence. Help us, we pray, in your holy name. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at 1minutedevotion.com.
Always replicated, but never duplicated. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2020, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz declares a state of emergency. In Minneapolis, inactivates the Minnesota National Guard after protests over the death of George Floyd. Businesses were looted and more than a dozen buildings were burned by protesters the days after Floyd's death. That happened back in 2020. If you're looking at some birthdays that are occurring today, Lucas Gage turns 29, Alec Benjamin 30, Kyle Walker 34, Seth Rollins turns 38, Michael Orr turns 38 as well, Kobe Calais turns 39, Kerry Mulligan 39, Jep Robertson 46, Jake Johnson 46 as well, Kylie Minogue turns 56, Rudy Giuliani and Gladys Knight both turn 80, and Jerry West turns 86. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's National Hamburger Day, Menstrual Hygiene Day, World Hunger Day, Dallas Day, National Multiple Births Awareness Day, let's see, World Passion Fruit Martini Day. Sounds like a good one to practice on. And National Brisket Day. So there you go. That's some things to take a look-see at. No doubt about that. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's the kindest thing a stranger has ever done for you? If you need a random joke, try this one. A good rule to remember for life is when it comes to plastic surgery and sushi, never be attracted by a bargain. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Study shows that most people remember this more vividly than their first kiss. What is it? Their first car. Oh, so many comments come to mind what's going on right there, but that's no doubt about that. Okay, so let's talk about this real quick. If you're not aware, September the 10th through the 12th, Conklin Conference number 3 happening in Santa Fe, New Mexico. So if you want to come and hang out and talk about the world of human and organizational performance with Todd Conklin, Mark Yeston, Bob Edwards, and Jennifer Long, you can go to safetyfm.io to find out more information. Like I said, happening September the 10th through the 12th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Would love to see you there. I will be hosting over there. I'm sure that we'll get some sideshow stuff going on in regards to some recordings and things as we are hanging out doing our thing. So more information, safetyfm.io. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. And that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Blessed are those who can give without remembering and take without forgetting. Keep that in mind today. That one's going to take you to places that you never thought. Anyways, it's the top of the hour. I'll be going over to Radio Big for the next couple hours or so. If you want to come and hang out with me, would love to see you on that side. If you hang out on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Anyways, that sums it up for everything that we have going on today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. We'll get to do it all over again. We'll see what happens there. No doubt about that. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Memories we won't recall.